This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Security Council envoys spoke of unimaginable suffering and urged an end to the war in the Gaza Strip on Monday as they visited the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing, the besieged Palestinian enclave's only entry point for aid. A majority of UN member states support an immediate and lasting ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terrorist Palestinian militant group Hamas, which controls Gaza, as dire conditions worsen for its 2.3 million residents. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States trying to convince lawmakers to stop stalling on more than $61 billion in supplemental funding for Ukraine's military. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Welcome to the National Defense University in Washington with a standing ovation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. military for its support before pivoting to a message for U.S. lawmakers.
Ukraine is just a stepping stone for Russia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's real goal,
his real target, is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky asked U.S. politicians not to betray Ukraine's soldiers, saying more weapons are needed to defeat Russia's forces. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Poland's parliament elected centrist party leader Donald Tusk as prime minister on Monday, paving the way for a new pro-EU government after 8 years of stormy national conservative rule. Tusk becomes prime minister nearly 2 months after a national election that was won by a coalition of parties ranging from left-wing to moderate conservative.